It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Well, I know that now is the best time to start planting bulbs for flowering things that will sprout up in the spring, but what if we've got like critters that are still hungry for our bulbs that we're planting? How can you help us out there?
Yeah, you do have to watch out for the mice, voles, and the chipmunks because they love to go after bulbs, especially tulips and crocuses. But before I dive into that, I want to just remind people it is November. It is time now to make sure you get your bulbs in the ground. You do not want to hold on to them any longer. They need a good 4 to 6 weeks growing in the ground before it freezes to really get established so they'll flower nicely in the spring. So get out there, regardless of the weather, no more excuses. Get out there, plant those bulbs. Now, when you're planting them, if you do have problems with the mice, voles, and chipmunks, there's a couple things you can do. The first is that you can plant bulbs they don't like, and that includes alliums, fritillaria, and of course, daffodils. They're not gonna munch on those, and they're pretty reliable coming back year after year. You can also try mixing and matching tulips and crocuses with those bulbs so that they get a little confused and they don't know what to eat and what not to eat, and your bulbs survive. So that's another possibility. Another thing you can do is to collect some seashells or oyster shells, crush them up down to a nice fine powder, but it's really sharp, and then sprinkle that in the hole when you're planting your bulbs. They do not like to tunnel through and get this sharpness on their little paws and their nose, and they'll go somewhere else. And the final thing is, if you're really desperate, like I was for a certain bulbs a couple years ago, I created a wire cage, literally a wire cage. I got a mesh wire that's about 1/2 inch diameter holes to it. I made a cage. I put all my bulbs in that. These are crocuses, special crocus I had, and I buried it in the ground. And they have been coming up beautifully ever since. They're never touched by any of the rodents. So you do have some possibilities, and there may be some beautiful flower colors for you in the spring if you follow these directions.
Okay, let's answer some questions from listeners. This from Anne Marie in Paulett. Anne Marie writes, "Hey Charlie, can you talk about some hydrangeas? I have several that are multi-stalked and the blooms tend to be rounder, but they do get somewhat conical as they change their color. I see ones that have central trunks and flowers that are conical in shape from the outset. Is this a particular variety or is it the way it was pruned and managed? And if you can share the best time to cut them back, that'd be wonderful." That's from Anne Marie in Paulett.
Okay, Anne Marie. So there are a number of different kinds of hydrangeas out there. What you're mostly seeing this time of year are the panicle hydrangeas. Those are the ones that can grow into a small tree or a large shrub. The flowers of those can be conical, can be more rounded. A lot of that depends upon the variety. As far as taking care of those panicle hydrangeas, the time to prune them would be in late winter or early spring. They bloom on what we call the new wood. So when you prune them in the spring, they'll form new branches that come up that'll end or terminate into a flower. And so the way you want to prune them is you can prune them back to a structure. You can prune them pretty heavily if you have to, but you want to have a nice structure of older branches, taking off a lot of the small little branches, nice evenly shaped plant, and then anything that grows new from that next year is going to turn into a beautiful flower show for you in the fall.
Okay, here's the next question, which is a super popular topic from our listeners. Jumping worms, once again. This one from Janice in Putney. And Janice writes, "Now that the once compost-rich organic soil in my garden beds has been reduced to coffee grounds, how do I rebuild the soil, since using compost and leaf mold, as in the past, will just attract more of these worms? I'm also nervous that the 2-year-old pile of composted manure is infected. I found a few in there already." And she writes, "The worms are everywhere in Putney and Brattleboro, even on the streets in Brattleboro."
Wow, that sounds drastic. Yes, these jumping worms, I think it's kind of, we've raised the consciousness around the state about the jumping worms in the soil, and people are seeing them a lot more, which is a good thing. It's not so good that they're around, but it's good that people are noticing them and trying to do something about them. I think the first thing that she needs to make sure is that you've gotten rid of them in your garden. So I've mentioned this recipe before, and I'll mention it again. What you can take is 1/3 cup of ground yellow mustard seed, mix it in 1 gallon of water, and just flood that or spread that over a garden bed. What it'll do is it'll irritate these jumping worms or snake worms, and they'll come to the surface, and then you can pick them. Just pick them and throw them into a plastic bag, leave them in the bag outside somewhere where they're going to die, and that's probably going to be the best thing to do that. And even with that 2-year-old compost pile, I would even consider doing that for the compost pile too, to try to drive them out of there. Once you're pretty sure you've gotten rid of most of them, then you'll need to bring in more organic matter. So it could be chopped leaves, hay, straw, even wood chips or sawdust, anything that'll be mixed in there that can break down and start feeding those other microbes that are in the soil that you want to have. It may be a long-term proposition, but if you stick with it, I think you can get it on top of the jumping worms.
If you'd like to read all about it, then you can find the post at vpr.org, also a quick and easy way to ask us more questions. And if you'd like to listen to the podcast, find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.